Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A 2019 prophecy about things taking place is so encouraging to be able to hear. We're going to hear from Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, as he's sharing a very specific, encouraging words. And the biggest thing that kind of stands out, you know, is the fact that you've been praying and you've been crying out and asking God to move. And he's heard your prayers. He's heard your cries. And he responds to his people. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Is this not exciting?
It's very
to be able
exciting.
To see what's taking place?
Yes, because no matter what, God has the final words. It doesn't matter what happened. God has the final words about what's happening and what's about to happen on the face of the earth.
As a matter of fact, I want to take you right there, right now, as Kenneth Copeland, right in the middle of a gathering towards the end of it, he started speaking prophetically. God was revealing what's going to be taking place in this season. It's exciting. Get ready. Although it's going to be some bumpy. Understand this. There's two things going on. It's going to be the best of times and it's going to be the worst of times. Focus on the best of times. The worst of times are happening to people who choose not to go in the right direction, that God's going to protect you. Remember Psalms 91, declare it over your home, declare it over your life. You know, if you hide yourself in the shadow of the Almighty, though these things fly by day, fly by night, it will not come near your dwelling. Let's join Kenneth Copeland now.
What about 2019? Will there be conflicts? Will there be wars, rumors of wars, testings and trials? Yes, there will. But it'll not come nigh you. It'll not come nigh your household. This United States has come under my protection, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am watching over it the same as I wept over Jerusalem because they would not allow me to watch over them. They wouldn't come to me. But you have come to me, saith the Lord. You have called upon me. I have heard the prayers of my people. I have heard your prayers. And I especially have heard the prayers of people of faith that know how to pray and have sought my name and sought my face. And you have been heard on high, saith the Lord. And this is the time that you've been praying about. These are the days that have been coming and coming and coming since the early 1980s when I began to say, and it was prophesied of old, that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit greater than anything that's ever come to this nation, greater than anything, eventually greater than anything that's ever been seen on this planet. Signs and wonders and miracles from on high. Magnificent operations of the Holy Spirit. And many have prayed and prayed and sought me concerning this. Well, it's here, saith the Lord. It is here. And not only in the United States. There's great revival taking place across the South Pacific. There's great revival taking place in the islands of the world. There's great revival happening in Australia right now, saith the Lord. I'm moving by my spirit. And you're a major part of it. Be expectant. Expectant in your heart. Not to just have something happen to you, but have something happen through you and around you and because of you. No, and again a thousand times no. You're not waiting on me. I've been waiting on you, saith the Lord. But things are in order. Your house, the house of this nation, is finally coming in order. I'm not talking about the House of Representatives. I'm not talking about Congress. I'm talking about the people. Glory to God. Amen. I've been handling politicians for many years. and I can take care of them. And your politicians are nothing compared to Pharaoh. And I jerked the slack out of him, and I'm taking care of things in your place too. So rejoice and give me praise, saith the Lord. For I know, and I understand, saith the Spirit of grace, that there's great need for an outpouring of my Spirit. I know that. And it's being poured out more than you realize. Because you're only seeing locally. I'm seeing the whole earth. Oh, you have no idea. All you hear in the news is about the government of China. You have no idea. You have no earthly idea what's happening in China. Amen. Hallelujah. So give praise, give honor where honor is due, and continue to rejoice, continue to say all is well in the kingdom of God, all is well in the household of faith, and I rejoice that the end is so close. Jesus is coming so soon. Oh, yes, saith the Lord. And I have such a desire to come get you. I have such a yearning to come catch you away. I want this more than you do. But not until our Father says. I don't know. I don't know the day. Neither do you. Oh, but it's soon. It's sooner than you think. It's sooner even than you think. And you think it's sooner than most people do. But I'm coming. Give him praise.
Give him praise. Oh, my goodness. All is well with my soul. I want to encourage you that understand there's going to be some bumps in the road, some shakings, some quakings. But focus on the kingdom. Focus on the goodness of God. Realize that God, even though there's a storm and other people are in the storm, you're going to have peace in the midst of it because your God is Jehovah, right? Your Lord is Jesus Christ. And that a great harvest is going to come in. What brings in a harvest is a broken soil. Mm. And that the hardness of people's heart gets broken during difficult times. And you're looking at a shaking and a quaking. And we just recently, you know, saw where five particular leaders of five different church streams in China, just those five leaders alone represented 50 million believers, you know, and they came to, we'll be talking more about this, but they were here in America and several other leaders from China to come to the church of America and America to China, and Egypt came in. And a powerful turning of the hearts to family and what God's doing. It's just really good, but you got to focus on the goodness of God and this, his hand stronger. My God is able, and begin to prophesy and believe, you know, what God says is true. Just hold on to it. Everything in your flesh may be thinking differently. Don't worry about that. You know, don't listen to the naysayers. Don't watch the negative news going
on. That's right.
Just hold on to God because it's going to be good. God's going to bless you. Great things are going to happen, and his name is going to be glorified. And some of the words are over a billion souls plus young people, which means everybody else coming is quoted, coming into the Lord. I want to ask you this question. I know we got to go to break. But listen, what does this word do for you? I mean, think about it. What specifically stood out to you? How did it inspire you? How did it encourage you? How did this word that Kenneth Copeland delivered, and it's such an encouraging word. We love Kenneth Copeland and how he's done it. But listen, there's some words in there that really stood out to you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb. You know, what you want to hear, it just so encourages us. And also, when you share, our whole tribe that's all around the world will see what you share and it encourages them. Wow, this is amazing, these prophetic words that are coming out. Listen, God does not do anything unless he reveals it prophetically first. He lets us know in advance what he wants to do. And some of the words that have been given, like I know Dutch Sheets was given a prophetic word that God has 1,000 barges of ancient anointed oil that's going to be poured over this nation, that great awakening is coming, that as we've been declaring that, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we pray that is that we got to stop the innocent bloodshed to be able to have the third great awakening. And so God is even doing that when you're seeing, you know, everything being stirred up over those particular issues. But this prophetic word, John, break it down.
Yes, yeah. Listen, there's some key things here the Lord wants to just encourage us with. I know it agrees with my spirit, where you and I were just talking the other night about what we're hearing from the Lord, that this year is a tremendous year of shifting for the church at large.
Global shift into
major.
Family.
Yes. Yeah. And so...
Which makes moving as the church easier, because if I'm your brother, you love me.
Yeah.
If I'm a stranger... Although you're supposed to take me in.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a little challenging. Yeah, a little challenging.
Yes, yes.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.